Now, I know Easter's not until next month, but planning is happening right now to help out kids in our community that could really use a smile. Tanya Pilot, she's an educational leader with Discovery Toys. First, tell us how this donation drive started.
We started in Manitoba in 2015. So being with Discovery Toys, we're a direct sales company, and so we've got independent consultants around North America. And so this is actually an organization-wide project. So In the U.S. and Canada, you've got reps putting together these dish baskets and sending them out to organizations that could really use them and where children can benefit from them. We've been able to grow the project. Right now we do 10 women's shelters across Manitoba.
Okay.
We also have added in Ronald McDonald House, and we've also added Dignity House in the last couple of years.
And that's the thing about Easter, right? It's supposed to make you smile. I mean, we got the Easter Bunny. I remember as a kid, you know, the anticipation of waiting to see what was left. And to not have that surprise is like missing out on childhood.
You know, anything we can do to bring joy to these kids and to kind of take a little bit of the burden off the families as
yes.
well. So, you know, thinking about the kids that are in the shelters, a lot of them, you know, there's emergency placements that come in like the day before. We always give the shelters extra baskets so that every child that is in those facilities mm-hmm. on Easter Sunday morning will get a basket. Mm-hmm. And just hearing some of the feedback from the families, the moms that have, you know, been in care at those facilities and being able to provide this sense of joy to their child is just so meaningful when we get those little notes and stuff. And we had a sweet little note last year from Dignity House and one of the moms there who was able to start a new relationship with her children, just being able to walk in and provide this this Easter basket for them. It just makes us realize that what we're doing is important, and it is important to these children that they have that sense of normalcy and mm-hmm. And the opportunity where they might not have gotten anything this particular year. So so we're really quite thrilled to be able to do this project every year. It's one of my favorite
I can tell.
To do for sure. You know, like you think about kids at Christmas and everyone is super generous, and Manitoba is just such a giving province.
So true.
But we want to be able to also, you know, assist kids, you know, other times of year. And this is one way that we can do it. And we're just so blessed to be able to.
So how can we help you?
The biggest thing would be the sponsorship of the basket so that we can buy some of the other products that we do put in there.
Okay.
So each basket, as Discovery Toys reps, we use our buying discount and our commissions all go towards the product. Oh. We do a good quality educational toy and game. So each basket will receive a couple of Discovery Toys. And then obviously the treats and the toiletries and stuff that are donated. But sponsorship for the baskets, we request $30 per basket.
Okay.
No amount is turned down, though. So we put the baskets in sand pails.
Oh,
the kids get an extra little toy.
I guess it just sounds better when you say Easter baskets instead of Easter pails.
Exactly. Yeah. Or spring fun baskets. So, you know, we've been asked, some of the organizations don't want to be discriminatory or religiously or culturally, you know, in one area. And then we put as much as we can in there. And usually the baskets total around probably a value of about $60 at the end of the day once we're putting everything in there.
Do you have a goal in mind?
Well, we anticipate needing about 250 this year, but we do anticipate that number could grow to over 300.
Well, hopefully we can help you out, Tanya.
That would be amazing.
So is it too early to say Happy Easter?
It is not.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tanya.
Thank you so much, Alex.